The announcement that Canberra-based Aspen Medical will step into the front line of Australia's response to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa has been widely welcomed. The health provider will get $20 million from the Abbott government to staff a 100-bed hospital in Sierra Leone. Australia is now spending over $40 million to combat the deadly virus, but it hasn't silenced the critics who say the response has been underdone and tardy, or hush calls to send the military. The plan comes with a guarantee that Britain will treat any volunteers who get sick. But as political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports, the European Union gave a similar guarantee last month.
There's been weeks of pressure on the government to move on Ebola, and Greens Senator Richard Di Natale says the delay has cost lives.
People have died that would otherwise not have died. As the UN themselves have said, this is a greater global threat than terrorism. And if we're prepared to take the sort of drastic action that we've embarked on when it comes to combating the threat of terrorism, then there's no excuse for not doing what's required here.
The Federal Health Minister, Peter Dutton, said the government couldn't support volunteers going to West Africa until it had a guarantee of medical treatment for them. Michael Moore from the Public Health Association says others have been able to deal with that problem more quickly.
Medicines on Frontier has been able to get those arrangements. They've had them in place for some time, even for Australians.
While the government's relying on an arrangement with Britain, on the 20th of October, the European Union's Foreign Affairs Council announced a guarantee to fund and coordinate the evacuation of international health workers, including Australians, to be treated in hospitals in Europe if necessary. There are also questions about why Australia's not doing as other nations have and sending in the military. The Greens' Richard Di Natale is hoping to visit West Africa soon and says one of his reasons is to see what other nations are doing.
Well, they've been building field hospitals, driving the trucks that need to dispose of the bodies. I mean, that's how horrific this is. Now, I want to know, through that field trip, is that the sort of support that is still necessary? And is that something that Australia could do?
The Public Health Association's Michael Moore also wants the military involved.
Rather than using your health teams to do that sort of work. Of course, it's feasible to send the military. We send them into the Middle East, and I think that's maybe a similar distance.
Labor's Catherine King questions the government's decision not to send its medical assistance teams, or AUSMAT, which have previously been used to respond to international disasters. Catherine King questions if the government's approach is adequate.
It appears on the surface of it to fall well short of what the international community has been asking Australia to do.
Labor's Catherine King ending that report from political correspondent Louise Yaxley. And China is planning to send about 1,000 medical workers and experts to West Africa to fight the Ebola outbreak. And the US President Barack Obama is expected to ask the US Congress to approve more than $6 billion in new funds to combat Ebola.